is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
A song called Sober State of Fame from Welland, Ontario's Street Pharmacy. Welland's not too far from here. I interviewed Street Pharmacy on Element FM when they first came out, and lovely to see them making more great music. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. Brand new music from Don Amaro. The song is called Go Girl. He's an award-winning Canadian Indigenous country folk singer from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and one of the best follows on Instagram. If you get a chance, he's just so cool. Check him out. Here is Go Girl by Don Amaro on The Jukebox.
Call this dope. tires on that road, girl. Like you've been spinning my whole world. That ain't changing just cause it's over. Yeah, my mind will always jump to the highlights. Like you with sunset in your eyes. The first time we called it love, so girl, hold your head high when you think of me. One goodbye's worth a million memories. Sometimes things don't work out like you thought they would.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I thought I met a man who said he knew a man who knew what was going on. I was mistaken.
This is The Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor, and that is the late, great David Crosby with the song Laughing, released in 1971. There's a great movie called Laurel Canyon. You got to check it out. The Cros is definitely a big part of that, as is Joni and Neil Young and Graham Nash and the whole lot, even the Monkees and Frank Zappa. This song was actually written by the Cros for George Harrison. He wanted to tell George to take life with a grain of salt, but was a little intimidated to tell the Beatle that, so he wrote the song instead. Music coming up on the show from the Down Childs Blues Band, a cover of one of the greatest blues songs, Flip, Flop, and Fly. Down Child is a legendary group from Canada and have been playing blues music for the last 4 to 5 decades. I'd say it's 5 now, maybe even 6 to tell you the truth. Bahamas Lost in the Light, a song from the Toronto born and raised and Barrie native. He's out in Nova Scotia. I ran into him at the Peterborough Folk Festival. He was telling me he loves it out there. So if you get a chance, go see Bahamas. He is incredible. I really dig his music. He's kind of like George Benson and J.J. Cale, all wrapped up into one with a great vocal style. And let's get things rolling with Ganawage's Brent Thomas Diabo, a song called Foolish Heart. And he is one of those really wonderful country singers that we're expecting great things from, and hope to see more music from Brent. Here he is on the show with Foolish Heart.
Well, I should've known. Taylor's Jukebox.
It's so cool.
I'm lost in the light. I pray for the night to take me, to take you to. After so many words, still nothing's heard. Don't know what we should do. So if someone could see me now, let them see you. It was my greatest thrill when we just stood still. You let me hold your hand till I had my fill. Even counting sheep don't help me sleep. I just toss and turn right there beside you. So if someone could help me now, they'd help you too. They help you too. You through all the hard things we've all gotta do, 'cause this life is long, and so you wouldn't be wrong. Being free. Some awful things, and I take them back. If we would try again, just remember when, before we were lovers, I swear we were friends. So if someone could see me now, let them see you. Let them see you.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Betty Levitt, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Adam Cullen, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on 90.1 FM or on the web at cjsf.ca.
Hi, this is Hillary Scott, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Arden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Tune in every Wednesday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. for On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
The clouds will blow away.
This is Bird Note. The environmental movement has historically been very white. As a conservation scientist for the National Wildlife Federation, Karina Newsom works with government agencies to make sure that conservation plans will benefit Black and Brown people and the environmental health of their communities.
Here's an opportunity to put in money to address the vulnerability that Black and Brown communities in particular and low-wealth communities are facing.
Karina says that solving environmental problems facing people of color tends to go hand in hand with what's best for the ecosystem.
When the environmental concerns of marginalized communities are addressed, birds come back too. There is one particular example in California where this community was experiencing flooding. The infrastructure was not there to protect them. Once they finally got the resources they needed to create the ecosystem that would protect the community, the birds came back, the flycatchers, they were seeing birds they hadn't seen in so long in that place because their environmental issue was addressed. And so it really just showed how these are not different things. In my opinion, one of the most detrimental choices that conservation has made has been to separate people from nature.
Hear more about bridging the gap between yourself and the ecosystems where you live on the Bring Birds Back podcast. Listen in your favorite podcast app or at birdnote.org. I'm Tanaji Hamilton.